Federal crash investigators Thursday morning released a preliminary report on last month's deadly Amtrak derailment. Correspondent Tom Bonsi says it again puts a spotlight on an automatic safety braking system that was not active on the refurbished track between Tacoma and Olympia.
The National Transportation Safety Board preliminary report concludes that an advanced safety system called positive train control would have prevented the December 18th crash. It could have automatically slowed the train when the locomotive engineer failed to do so. Track owners and Amtrak are in the process of installing positive train control on the Cascades line, but it wasn't active yet. This point is also being raised in liability lawsuits filed this week. In another noteworthy detail from the report, NTSB says it has yet to interview the locomotive engineer or the conductor in training with him in the cab because of their serious injuries.
That's reporter Tom Bonsi. The Washington State Department of Transportation says Amtrak service will not resume on the bypass track where last month's derailment occurred until positive train control is in place. The NTSB estimated the damage from the derailment at more than $40 million.